Open the podcast bay door as hell.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 139 of Welcome to Geek Town. I'm your host, Kurt Onstead. I've been a proud geek all my life, being into role-playing games, board games, sci-fi, fantasy, and especially superheroes and comics. And I want to help others join me in those pursuits, but I've found that sometimes people can get overwhelmed or feel left out because they don't already have what some consider the requisite knowledge to be considered a fan. And that's where Welcome to Geek Town comes in. Here, you can ask your questions without feeling like a gatekeeper is calling you out for not yet being fully versed in every aspect of your new interest. In America, Thanksgiving just came and went, and so I want to extend my thanks to all of the patrons who helped keep this show going. Justin Bailey, Lily Breen, Jesse Clark, Ricky Garvin, Rob Garrison, Aaron Woodward, Aaron Borst, Carla Hoffman, Lyndon Onstead, Julio Herrera, and Matthew Saint. Thank you so much for all of your continued support. One of those patrons, specifically Jesse Clark, wrote in with this week's question, as he wants to know more of the history behind a character he recently discovered himself. He says, quote, "I'd really like to know more about Constantine. What are his origins? Where does he fit in? He seems like an underutilized character that deserves more." End quote. Well, he may be currently underutilized, but as you'll soon hear, he's been a key part of the darker corners of DC's publishing titles for some time. First, let's get this out of the way. Constantine or Constantine? Well, the comics and the adaptations disagree.
"Consider us even, John Constantine."
"Constantine.
Is it? I don't care."
As you just heard, in movies and TV, he is John Constantine, correcting those who refer to him as Constantine. While in the comics, we have the reverse, specifically telling people to pronounce it Constantine. Since we're mostly talking about the comic book character in this episode, I'll refer to him as Constantine. Although, having watched many of the adaptations, I may mess up occasionally, and if I do, I apologize in advance. Constantine originally appeared in Swamp Thing number 37 in 1985, written by Alan Moore and drawn by Rick Veitch and John Tottleben. Artist Steve Bissette is also credited as a co-creator, as he was working on the Swamp Thing book as well and wanted to draw a character who looked like police frontman Sting. And that is exactly where Constantine gets his trademark appearance, specifically being based on Sting's appearance in the late 70s films Brimstone and Treacle and Quadrophenia. The resemblance has been noted in the comics. In an early appearance, John's boat is named the Honorable Gordon Sumner, which is Sting's birth name. And in real life, Sting is aware of the inspiration he provided and seems to be pleased with it. This is why you almost always see John in a trench coat over a suit and tie, both at various levels of dishevelment. It's his superhero costume, even though he's a man who hates the tights and capes crowd, as he sometimes calls them. For someone who's not a fan of superheroes, John seems to get involved with them a lot. As mentioned, his first appearance was in Swamp Thing as a recurring character, and then made a cameo in the Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover just 2 weeks after that original appearance, and has shown up over the years in Green Lantern, Green Arrow, Batman, and Challengers of the Unknown, among others. In 1988, Constantine got his own title, named Hellblazer. His book did its best to stay grounded in the dark fantasy/horror genre, and avoided mentioning superheroes as much as possible, Although even then, he does take a moment to note how those heroes aren't on the hook for property damage caused by their fights. It wasn't until 1993 that the more horror-tinged books like Swamp Thing, Sandman, and Hellblazer were officially cordoned off into their own imprint, titled Vertigo. Once this happened, those titles formed their own universe, completely separate from the world of Superman, Batman, and others, with just a few rare exceptions. John's book, Hellblazer, is the longest continuously published book of the Vertigo line, lasting 300 issues, the final of which was published in 2013. During that time, some of the greatest comic book creators have contributed to John's stories, including writers Jamie Delano, Garth Ennis, Grant Morrison, and Peter Milligan, alongside artists like Sean Phillips, Simon Bisley, Leonardo Manco, and the late, great Steve Dillon. I'm sorry I can't name every single one, but with as many as there are, a complete list would not make for good listening. Most of the writers of his ongoing title are from the United Kingdom, which makes a certain amount of sense, as John himself is a Brit through and through, being born in Liverpool. Unlike many comic book characters, John was given a specific birth date, May 10th, 1953, and was shown to age in real time as the book progressed, celebrating his 35th birthday in 1988, early in the series run, and his 40th birthday celebration being a plot point in the book 5 years later. In a 2011 interview, publisher Dan DiDio noted that Constantine was now a character in his 60s, although he hadn't quite reached that milestone yet if you do the math. As for his adventures, they've been wide and varied, as he fights ghosts, witches, but most often demons and angels, trying to keep their supernatural influence from affecting the regular people on Earth who just want to live their lives. In order to defeat all of these various mystical creatures, John has an extensive knowledge of the occult, and an inherent ability to wield magic, which has been carried down throughout the generations of his family. In addition to his magical powers, John is also both smart and streetwise, being able to either convince, or just con, people into doing what he wants. He's usually portrayed as a cynic, but despite that, constantly ends up going out of his way to help people, although often helping himself somehow in the process. And I think this is what draws most people to Constantine as a character. He's the badass with a heart of gold, even if it is a little tarnished. With a host of magic spells at his command, he can do nearly anything, but only will if the cause is one that he believes in. Sometimes that cause being himself. Constantine also helped break barriers, being one of the earliest characters at DC Comics to be explicitly stated as bisexual, making him a proud member of the LGBTQ community. The original Constantine story ended in 2013 with his death, as foretold by the fates, with his soul now spending its time at the Long Journey's End pub, a mystical location in England. However, by this time, there was a new Constantine whose adventures you could follow. With the 2011 New 52 reboot of the DC Universe, former Vertigo characters like Swamp Thing and John Constantine were brought back into the main continuity, albeit in rebooted form. So, for a time, you could read two ongoing books with a character named John Constantine. The mature reader's book in the Vertigo line, titled Hellblazer, with over 200 issues of history under its belt, or the Justice League Dark title, where a new, younger John Constantine fought alongside Deadman, Madame Xanadu, Zatanna, who in both universes he has had romantic ties with off and on over the years, and others. Constantine still shows up occasionally to help the current iteration of the team, which these days mostly consists of Wonder Woman, Zatanna, Detective Chimp, yes, you heard that right, Dr. Fate, and Man-Bat. After this younger John left the team as a regular member, and his original Vertigo book ended, he got his own solo title, called Constantine the Hellblazer. The end of his original series and the beginning of the Justice League Dark series were both written by Peter Milligan, with Jeff Lemire taking over Justice League Dark and Constantine's new solo series a few months later. This new solo series lasted for 12 issues. A new series titled simply The Hellblazer was released in 2016 as part of the DC Rebirth Initiative, and brought back bits and pieces from the original John's history, although still keeping him as a younger character. That series lasted for 24 issues. Currently, Constantine makes guest appearances in various books in the DC universe as needed, or wanted by the book's creators, but doesn't have any ongoing title that he is regularly a part of. In addition to his comic book history, Constantine has been adapted multiple times to the screen, both big and small. Keanu Reeves played an American version of the character in 2005, based in Los Angeles rather than London. Keanu has stated a desire to return to the character, and as of this recording, a sequel is said to be in development. More recently, the character has been portrayed in both live-action and animated projects by actor Matt Ryan. Matt was first cast as Constantine for the NBC series in 2013. The show only lasted for one season, but Matt has continued to play the role for nearly a decade, as he was first brought over to the CW-verse in the Arrow TV show as a guest star for the show's fourth season, then continued to guest star in the third season of the show Legends of Tomorrow, then was promoted to series regular the following season. Although this Constantine died at the end of season 6, Matt Ryan continued to star on the Legends of Tomorrow show as a new character named Gwyn Davies, who just happened to look somewhat like Constantine. Although with darker hair, glasses, and facial hair, it wasn't something that was noted very often. Matt has also continued to play the role of John Constantine to this day in various animated projects, including two Justice League Dark movies, a web series, and a recent appearance on the HBO Max show Harley Quinn. Constantine is also a member of the Justice League scene in a series of shorts titled Justice League Action, where he's voiced by Damien O'Hare. Most recently, we have seen two Constantines in the Netflix series The Sandman, based on the comic book series of the same name. Jenna Coleman, best known for playing Clara, the 11th and 12th Doctor's companion in Doctor Who, portrays two different Johanna Constantines, one in modern times, and the other her ancestor from hundreds of years later. The modern version of Johanna was originally John in the comic stories being adapted, while the elder Johanna did appear in the comics. In addition to potentially making appearances in future episodes of The Sandman, which thankfully has been confirmed for a season 2, there is also talk of a spin-off show for Johanna herself. In addition to all of these adaptations, John has been homaged or parodied multiple times from other creators who are fans of the character. DC's desire to keep the Vertigo characters out of the main DC line forced both Grant Morrison and Phil Foglio to create analogs of the character in Doom Patrol and Stanley and His Monster, respectively. Ironically, Doom Patrol later joined the Vertigo stable, so Willoughby Kipling, the very similar character Morrison made, has now crossed paths with his original inspiration. Both Marvel and CrossGen Comics had references to Constantine in magic-focused books from each, Hellstorm at Marvel and Mystic from CrossGen. Of course, they were both oblique enough to avoid any legal entanglement. Later, Marvel parodied the occult detective in a miniseries titled Pride and Wisdom, a spin-off from the Excalibur title, with a character named Constant Johansson, who was a chain-smoking British woman in a trench coat who had a penchant for accidentally getting her friends killed while investigating. Finally, the long-running show Supernatural dressed the angel Castiel in a trench coat and suit specifically based on John's well-known and well-worn attire. So, from a minor character in Swamp Thing, created mostly because the artist wanted to draw one of their favorite musicians, to a starring role in multiple comics, a movie, and a number of television shows, John Constantine, or Constantine if you're talking about the shows and movies, has been a force to be reckoned with for nearly 30 years. Jesse, I hope that gives you some ideas as to where to go to experience more of this character, without giving too much away so that you can enjoy reading or watching it yourself. Now, if there are any other characters out there you want to learn more about, or if you have any other questions about comics, board games, sci-fi, fantasy, or other geeky subjects, please send me an email at welcometogeektown, all spelled out, at gmail.com. Or ask your question anonymously if you prefer by clicking the Submit a Question link at www.welcometo, the number two in this case, geektown.com. And you'll likely get your answer on a future episode. Other contact options include facebook.com/welcometogeektown or Twitter at geektownpodcast. Also, if you'd like to support the show directly, come join the Patreon at patreon.com/welcometogeektown for just $1 per month to get access to full scripts of the shows, audio outtakes, and a monthly shout-out. You can also help the show grow by subscribing and giving a 5-star review over on Apple Podcasts to join the Geektown City Council, which helps other people find the show, so we can all tell them, welcome to Geektown, population, us. Welcome to Geektown is written, narrated, edited, and produced by me, Kurt Onstead. Theme music is by Aaron Lovitz, logo art by Archie Santana. All other sound clips are the copyrighted material of their respective owners, and no infringement is intended, falling under fair use.